Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein, and today I'm very happy to be joined by Lisa Onstott, PowerEdge Portfolio Manager for SMB at Dell. Welcome, Lisa.
Good afternoon.
So, Lisa, the PowerEdge server line has been a successful product portfolio for Dell for years, and obviously you're releasing the 12G servers into the marketplace, timed with the E5 launch of Intel Xeon processors. Can you tell me a little bit about 12G and what you guys have accomplished in delivery to the market?
Absolutely. Our 12th generation of server products has been the result of 3 years' worth of study and interview sessions with over 7,700 customers worldwide. Some of the things that are most differentiating for us is we have expanded our internal storage footprint throughout, specifically on the R720 and R720XD 2-socket 2U rack servers, and then also on the R620 2-socket 1U server as well. Likewise, we've added memory footprint, and that will appear on all of the new servers that we bring out with Intel's launch.
What are the key aspects that you look at for small and medium business as they start deploying servers into their data centers or even move into a real server deployment if they're a small company?
One of the most important things to recognize is though the business might be small, the things that they do are just as powerful and mighty as large enterprises, and therefore, all of the features that you see on an enterprise class of server are just as important, if not more so, for an SMB. They are trending more toward virtualization than ever before, and also they are expanding into new storage footprints as well. Above all, it's got to be easy to operate, and you need to be able to manage these servers remotely. Think about it. A small business might have their IT manager located, you know, in one city, and they have a branch office in several others. It's really important that the IT administrator can access those, and in our case, they do that through the iDRAC remote access controller and manage the server with the lifecycle controller from wherever they are. And our Open Manage Essentials management pack makes that really easy to do.
What did you learn from 11G that influenced your decisions about what to prioritize in 12G?
The primary things were that we made some great enterprise class decisions there about management that we are keeping going forward in our 12G. That was really the first time that we had everything embedded on the lifecycle controller, and we kept that going forward into 12G, and we added functionality not only in terms of deployment and management, but also in terms of monitoring the server, doing things like being able to set up RAID remotely through that management controller. Other things that we kept, of course, were our industrial bezel designs, ease of serviceability, various LCD panels that fit the form factor for each individual server. We kept cabling to a minimum inside the chassis for improved airflow, and we also improved acoustics so that many of these servers, where you might put one in a smaller office, they do operate very quietly, and also the power consumption is something that customers will appreciate in this new generation.
What is it that you think that the industry still needs to work on in terms of next generation capabilities? Is there any particular area that you think that folks should be watching for increased advancements moving forward?
Converged network technologies are always the hot button, as is the memory footprint. As more and more data is moving through not just the PCIe, but more traffic has to go through the networks and on our servers for this particular generation. We've taken a step toward that direction in opening up the LAN that had traditionally been built on the motherboard. With our 12th generation, you can now snap that out, and you know, if you want to go up to a 10 gigabit form factor, you can do that, and in which case you can then, through select network partitioning, divide that 10 gigabit infrastructure up into various speeds and throughputs. But also, if you wanted to go with Fibre Channel or another network technology, you can do so without having to replace the whole server. I think you'll see a lot more of that type of technology going forward. And also, I think you'll see more storage movement closer to the processor.
So more direct attached storage rather than remote SAN or NAS configurations.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that way, how for a while things went external to the server. Now we see them kind of coming back in because people need faster access to that data.
That makes a lot of sense. Lisa, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. My final question is, if our audience wants to learn more about the new 12G PowerEdge servers, where would they go for information?
Just go to www.dell.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on the program. We're looking forward to having Dell back with us in the coming months. And as always, it's a wonderful opportunity to check in with you on the partnership between Dell and Intel and the progress that we're making in delivering solutions to enterprise customers worldwide.
Thanks so much, Allison.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/design/chipchat.htm.